Hello, everyone. You are listening to Have I Got a Story for You with your host, DJ Dane Amon, on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And have I got a story for you today? Today, we will be taking a look at Marvel's Daredevil, the American web television series created for Netflix by Drew Goddard based on the Marvel comic book character of the same name. Specifically, we will be taking a look at the third and final season produced within this TV series. On this show, we will be discussing the plot summaries, production background, character arcs, production techniques, and what aspiring storytellers and writers can learn. So, for those of you who would like to tune out of any spoilers ahead, please do so now. So, like I said, today, I will be taking a look back at Marvel's Daredevil's third and final season within the television series. But before we go into anything of what I just mentioned, I would like to talk a little bit about the Daredevil TV series in a nutshell. So, Marvel's Daredevil actually takes place within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the Marvel Cinematic Universe consists of films related to the Avengers cast, ranging from characters like Iron Man, to Thor, to Captain America, and to even more distant heroes like the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, despite it being set within the same world as these characters in their movies, there are no official crossovers with any of these film characters. However, there are a lot of passing mentions at some of the events of the films within the franchise. For example, within the first season of Daredevil, there are many references to the Battle of New York, which is the climactic final battle from the first Avengers film. Now, the first season of Daredevil has a lot of links to this event, while the later seasons of season 2 and season 3 have their own self-contained stories that feel like they're more standalone than the rest of the other shows within the Marvel Netflix line of superhero television. However, Marvel and Netflix did partner up for a time to create their own Defenders universe of Marvel television, which is the Avengers version of their TV shows. So, after Marvel's Daredevil was produced and released for television viewing on Netflix, Marvel and Netflix got right to work creating the overall Marvel television universe that consisted of other shows like Jessica Jones, which is based off the same character, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage, which are also based off of the same characters, and then later on other characters that were released and first portrayed through Marvel's Daredevil, specifically the Punisher. The series is produced by Marvel Television in association with ABC Studios and with Denight Productions for the first season and Goddard Textiles for the first and second seasons. Stephen S. Denight served as showrunner on the first season, with Doug Petrie and Marco Ramirez taking over for the second. Eric Olson is the primary showrunner for the third and final season in the series, while Drew Goddard served as an overall consultant for the entirety of the series. Charlie Cox stars as the titular character, Daredevil, who is also known as Matt Murdock, who is a blind lawyer by day who fights crime as a masked vigilante by night. The main supporting cast revolves around Deborah Ann Woll as Karen Page, Eldon Henson as Foggy Nelson, Rosario Dawson as Claire Temple, and Vincent D'Onofrio as Wilson Fisk, aka the Kingpin of Crime. Now, before I get into the overall plot summary of the third and final season, but the what I would like to start off as the first half of the season of season three, I would like to talk a little bit about the background behind Marvel's Daredevil's run and its overall cancellation process. Daredevil was released around 2015, and it was released to critical acclaim on Netflix, with Netflix immediately hiring more people to help expand upon and create this other world of superhero television for Marvel's lesser-known street-level heroes and characters. Season 2 eventually came out a year after the first season released. But due to Marvel and Netflix's plans of creating a potential crossover through all of their Marvel Netflix shows and characters, Daredevil Season 3 did not see release until 2018, which is because of Marvel's The Defenders. The Defenders is a crossover miniseries that establishes all of the Marvel Netflix street-level heroes taking place within the same universe and sees to their eventual crossover, wherein they battle the Hand, which is an ancient and ritualistic ninja clan that they all have to fight in order to save New York City. Now, the reason why Daredevil's final season was delayed for a couple of years was in order to make room for The Defenders. The Defenders was the big crossover event for all of these shows, and The Defenders actually takes place before Daredevil Season 3. So, Daredevil Seasons 1 and 2 take place first out of all of the Marvel Netflix shows, and then the individual first seasons of each character's TV show takes place next, followed by The Defenders crossover. Daredevil's third and final season and its storyline take place immediately after The Defenders, as it follows what happened to Matt Murdock by the end of The Defenders' first and only season. Marvel's Daredevil lasted from 2015 to 2018, and it lasted it had a very short run, but it did not have a very short run because of its overall quality or production. In fact, it was critically acclaimed upon almost every single season, with the first and third seasons receiving a tied higher rating above the second. And Marvel's Daredevil is considerably known as one of the best Marvel Netflix TV shows and one of the best overall superhero shows ever. And this is all unanimously decided upon by most of the fans of Marvel Comics or Daredevil himself. Speaking from my own personal bias, I actually view Daredevil as the best live-action portrayal of any comic book character ever. And this is coming from a diehard Batman fan who claims to have seen almost every single live action Batman film and television series ever made. So, with Marvel's Daredevil, I view a show that transcends not just superhero media in general, but a show that transcends action as well, as I see this as a very, very cinematic venture for Marvel and Netflix to kind of entertain audiences with and help engage audiences with in terms of their own characters. Now, tune in for our next segment when we will be discussing the plot summary and production background of the third season of Marvel's Daredevil. And just as a forewarning, I will not be talking about the overall plot summary of the entirety of the third season. I will be talking about where Matt Murdock is as a character in the very beginning of Daredevil Season 3 and after the events of The Defenders. But tune in to our next segment when I will be discussing all of this. You have been listening to Have I Got a Story for You with your host DJ Daniel Mon on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Hello everyone, we are back on Have I Got a Story for You with your host DJ Daniel Mon on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Today we have been discussing Marvel's Daredevil, an American